Oh, how different your reaction is now. Before, you would tighten up all over. Perhaps hurl abuse at me. I would have had to pry those pretty little legs of yours apart. But now, look at you. You've rolled right over onto your back and let yourself open to me. Don't deny it. Your legs are spread, your lips are parted. You're breathing faster. You're excited, and most of it isn't from fear. You've been laying awake in anticipation for me, haven't you? You've been awaiting my return, unable to even properly feel pleasure without my magnificently misshapen cock distending you. Before, you would have had nightmares about me, but now, they're such sweet dreams, aren't they? Now you understand me. In fact, I would say that we understand one another. We give each other what we need. You need my attentive and demanding violations, while I require your struggling victimhood. It's a perfect match. I was just thinking, while I was on my way to you tonight, of how things have changed between us. I have a question. What would you do to get rid of me? Nothing, I suspect. Really? I'm being quite serious. In the past, you would beg and plead and curse and tell me how much you hated me, all before coming incredibly hard while panting like a bitch in heat. So, when did that change? I remember. Very well. I came to you one night and you had left your panties off. You did not fight me when I pushed your legs open. You moaned and whimpered. You reached out for me and I let you touch my cock. You pretended to jerk away in revulsion, but I could smell how much more aroused you became. That was the night you truly became my little slut, wasn't it? You took me in the bed that you shared with that person. Who were they again? You said you loved them, I think. When you were begging me to stop? Oh well. They left you, didn't they? Suspected you of violating their trust. And you did so deliciously, didn't you? It was a special night for both of us. Now, don't look away. I find guilt and shame very appealing on you. But tonight is an important step for you. On previous nights, I have taken you against your will or intimidated you into compliance, but tonight is special. Tonight, you accept me entirely and freely of your own will. Tonight, you admit that your spirit is broken and that you're ready to take the next step. With me. So eager to be mounted and fucked, are we? But if you want to properly offer me sacrifice, you must be at your most vulnerable. And you must be so willingly. There will be no more pretending between you and I. No more feigned revulsion on your part. although your fear is still quite real. So, let me give you a choice. You can either ask, no, beg me to take you. Beg me to violently love you as I know you desire. Beg me and promise your love to me. Your other choice. You wouldn't like it, I'm afraid. I'll still take you, but it won't be the way you'd like. No, 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 no. More violent? No, not particularly. I'd just put you to sleep first. Now you understand. If you beg me, you get to experience all of that lust and desire and the taking which you have so come to anticipate and enjoy. If you don't, you'll wake up with some lovely bruises and unexplainable soreness. But you won't remember any of it. It will be a void in your memory. And I can assure you that it will leave you unsatisfied. And you know how satisfying I can be when I want to. So decide. Now. Nice try, but no. I simply do not believe that you want to be fun. Your words are feeble and have no strength behind them. Try again. Beg like you mean it, you wretched little slut. Better. Still. Not good enough. Oh, come now, don't break down. I know you're fucking horny. You're in my control. I've carefully conditioned you to respond to my presence. Can you feel how sensitive you're getting? You must ache so much for me right now. It must be more like pain than desire. One could go mad from something like that. So, for your own benefit, plead to me like your very life depends on it. Tell me how much you want me. Call to me. If you do well enough, I could be inside you so very quickly. Very good. So much better. Ooh, I can feel the truth behind your words, and you deserve a reward for them.
Your perfect partner. You. no effort at all to hold you like this, using you as my cock sleeve. You're just a puppet in my arms. A little fuck toy, feeding on your fear and desire, has made me strong in your world. It lets me do so many things to you. I am grateful. Even as I hold you tightly and force you down on my cock again and again, I can always manifest a new hand. Powerful and large, perfect for choking you. What does it feel like to have your life in the hands of something that would not hesitate for a second to snap you in half like a dry twig? Oh, having trouble answering, having trouble breathing. I know you love this. There's no point in denying it anymore. You are mine. You have made yourself mine. You're so close to coming. But you won't, because you know that I won't let you unless you beg for permission. So beg, tell me how much you love me. Tell me now, and I'll let you come.
Apologies. Did I drop you from too high? I think you're too relaxed to care. You came so loudly for me. I fucked all the tension and fear and care and compassion right out of you. Was it good for you? Yes, we reached a new high point tonight. But more importantly, you finally gave your will to me. You said the words, and you meant them. In the past, I would have called you a liar and laughed, but now... I believe you. It's taken many visitations and many long nights of bonding. But now that you're at your lowest, you have finally become attached to me. You've finally, truly given me the last part of you, your heart and soul. And that is why I'm leaving you. Oh, now, don't look so overwrought. Or do. I quite like that look on you. Distress is quite becoming on a used little slut like you. And that is all you have ever been to me. So, this is the end of our romance, as it must be. You didn't think that I would be with you forever, did you? Surely not. Well, chin up. Maybe if you try hard enough, you can find just the right summoning ritual. But you'd need to find my true name as well. And the right time and place to perform the rite. Maybe. Just maybe, if you find the correct words, if you corrupt enough innocence, if you sacrifice enough to me, and if you truly and utterly degrade yourself completely in my service, I will notice you again, and perhaps even find you worthy and return to your side. Or maybe you'll die without ever being fulfilled ever again. Who can say? Well, you seem healthy, physically anyway. You probably have decades to figure these things out. Until then. Ha 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 ha.